Millions of Americans are stuck in one place right now. Many states have issued stay-at-home orders, urging people to isolate to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Exercise studios have shut down for the time being, but people still need exercise, especially when anxiety is high. So studios are changing their business models and getting people to exercise over the internet. Side Effects Public Media's Jay Carper reports.
Second set, 3, 2, 1, let's go!
I take an interval training class. It's a circuit of intense exercises that leaves you sweaty and hungry. The pandemic version of class starts kind of like it normally does. I unroll my yoga mat, grab some water. But instead of weights, I'm using the Jumbo Easy Piano Songbook. Instead of a pad for my knees, it's a piece of foam packing material.
Left toenails are down, left heel is up, left inner thigh is wrapping up towards the ceiling.
I've been taking this class for years at Invoke Studio in downtown Indianapolis. A couple weeks ago, they closed because of coronavirus. The next day, they were teaching classes through Zoom, a video conferencing service. Other studios did the same thing. But three classes into the online version, watching my instructor on a laptop, I'm still skeptical.
Push, 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 push.
The loud music is gone. So is the pressure to keep up with the people around me. I keep bumping into furniture, and jumping around makes my whole second floor apartment shake, which means I have to tone it down for my downstairs neighbor. It turns out my teacher, Elizabeth Hidari, is learning to adjust too.
When I leave the house and go to work, I'm at work. It's a boundary that I need that I don't have anymore because I'm in my house.
Zoom was designed for meetings, not exercise classes. Elizabeth has to demo an exercise, then run back to the computer to talk. It's also harder for her to see what students are doing and tell them how to adjust.
We're definitely missing the connection side of it when we're teaching like this. I think that's part of the learning curve. We're just trying to make sure that we're giving you guys as much of the in-house experience as you can possibly get.
That in-house experience isn't just exercise. It's the sense of community people get from a studio. When I logged into my class, people were joking around about the weights they were using. Someone had grabbed a wine bottle.
That's a big part of my class, is that I'm not just walking in and instructing you and leaving. Like, you're already going to appreciate and enjoy that class more because we're being silly and it's becoming a fun thing and not a chore.
People want to see the teacher that they love. They want to chat with fellow students that they've seen in classes for years before the class begins.
Amy Petticord owns Invoke. She says she hasn't seen a significant drop in membership yet. People want to support the studio, even if it means taking classes online. Invoke offers fewer classes right now, but Amy says some classes have had dozens of people, more than they could normally fit in their studios. And they've seen people join in from Texas, Ohio, and New York.
You know, now I own a video fitness production company, which I never wanted or thought I would open. But I do have two 5,000 square foot studios that I'm paying for that, you know, we're not using right now. So that will have to have an end date. But I think we're going to be okay.
Oh, God.
At the end of the class, I'm still going. I'm slacking off a little, but I think I might keep up the routine. Because there are some perks to exercising in isolation. No one can smell me or see me. I could go pantless if I wanted. And when my sweaty back makes an uncomfortable sound rubbing against my mat, no one is around to hear it. Jay Carper, Side Effects Public Media.